This is an introduction to My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady is a musical film made in 1964 by George Cukor. The storyline is taken from a play written in 1912 by George Bernard Shaw, entitled Pygmalion. The phonetics professor, Henry Higgins, met a Cockney flower girl in the streets of London. He made a bet with a friend of his, Colonel Pickering, that he could pass her off as a duchess simply by changing her accent. Let's first consider how the historical context is present in the film. 1912, a post-Victorian England setting. The setting of My Fair Lady is a post-Victorian society. In 1901, Queen Victoria had been replaced by Edward VII, but of course the Victorian society itself had not disappeared. The British Empire was at the top of its overseas power. In 1876, Victoria was declared Empress of India, and the English Empire was a source of precious materials necessary for the industry at home. The Victorian values of order, labour, and paternalism are illustrated in My Fair Lady by the peculiar relationship between Higgins and Eliza. In 1912, when My Fair Lady was set, England was still under the Industrial Revolution. A lot of the population migrated from the country to the main cities. That evolution was recorded in Victorian literature, for example, in Dickens's novels such as David Copperfield, Great Expectations, and My Christmas Carol. In the film, the working class is represented by Eliza and her father. At the end of the Victorian period, the place of women had become a national issue. Women's education developed to a certain extent, but women's rights were a topical question. In 1912, precisely, the suffragettes petitioned in favour of women's right to vote. George Bernard Shaw. George Bernard Shaw was an Irish playwright who wrote more than 60 plays, mostly social comedies. But he was also a member of the Fabian Society, like Virginia Woolf or H.G. Wells. They were all in favour of social justice and democracy, but rather hostile to the idea of a revolution. The possibility of social progress is present in My Fair Lady, because Eliza could become a shop assistant if she was able to change her accent. In 1895, with Beatrice and Sidney Webb, other eminent members of the Fabian Society, he founded the London School of Economics and Social Science. Finally, in 1925, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. From Pygmalion to My Fair Lady. Let's now consider how the play Pygmalion gave birth to the musical film My Fair Lady. Several adaptations were made, implying a big change in the plot. 1912. Pygmalion was written by George Bernard Shaw. It's a comedy of manners, staged in London in 1914. It's a criticism of the British social class system from the point of view of language and accents. In 1938, the play was adapted for the silver screen with Leslie Howard and Wendy Hiller. Shaw collaborated to the screenplay. But the story was given a happy end. The happy end was imposed by the producer against Shaw's wish. In 1956, Pygmalion was adapted into a musical, My Fair Lady, staged on Broadway, with Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison. The lyrics were by Alan J. Lerner and the music by Frederick Lowe. The plot of the musical was based on the 1938 film adaptation with a happy ending. In 1964, My Fair Lady became a film made by George Cukor, with Audrey Hepburn, who took the place of Julie Andrews, and Rex Harrison. It was granted 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, as director. It's now time to watch the film.